Quietly but steadily, the Census Bureau has been working away at its technology plan for the 2020 count. It's made some big promises for how much or little it will cost and the paperless technologies it will use. Well, how's it going? The Government Accountability Office took a look at three of the projects in the Census Enterprise Data Collection and Processing, or SEDCAP, program. Joining me with what auditors found, Carol Harris, Director of Information Technology and Acquisition Management Issues at the GAO. Ms. Harris, great to have you on.
Thank you for having me on, Tom. It's such a pleasure to be here.
You looked at three of the projects in this portfolio, and you said they partially met best practices for monitoring and controlling them. That doesn't sound like a ringing endorsement.
Right. Well, Tom, what we did was we took a look at three of the major investments in this umbrella investment called SEDCAP. We also looked at to what extent the Bureau is adequately managing the interdependencies between this major modernization effort as well as the 2020 Census Decennial Program. And we also looked at the security challenges that the Bureau is facing in implementing this major new 2020 Census design. And the SEDCAP program, as you may or may not know, is really integral to helping the 2020 Census program achieve significant cost savings for the 2020 Census. The Bureau itself is estimating that the implementation of this new major IT modernization effort, as well as other design changes, will allow them to have about $5.2 billion in cost savings. And so SEDCAP is a major integral part to having that major cost savings.
Now, something that you found that I thought raised a question is this. It says that rather than establishing one integrated dependency schedule, the programs maintain two separate dependency schedules. And so my question is, should it really be one program so that everybody is working on the same schedule?
Well, the SEDCAP program is actually an enterprise program that's supposed to support all of the Bureau's survey, so not just the 2020 census survey, but also the economic surveys as well as the American Community Survey. So because it is an enterprise-wide effort, the SEDCAP program is separate from the decennial program, even though the 2020 census is a large consumer of the services that SEDCAP will provide. And so, as you mentioned, what we found was that there are various sets of dependency schedules that the Bureau is managing. Currently, they have four sets of schedules, and what we'd like for them to do is integrate them into one dependency schedule so that the two programs can manage their own schedules, however, have one that identifies the interdependency so that there's no issues associated with identifying the various dependencies and connection points and making sure that everyone is singing off the same songbook.
In other words, if there's a piece of technology needed for 2020 and it's going to be finished in 2021, that's not going to do them much good.
That's correct. That would be a major problem.
And can they do this integration of the schedules? Can it be done automatically, or do they have to sit down in a big conference room over a weekend with lots of pizza and figure it out?
Well, it's currently done manually. However, there are multiple options that we feel in our view that the Bureau could explore to better facilitate a more systematic integration of those connection points to have and support one integration schedule. And so increasing the use of automation would be certainly one avenue to help them better identify and better systematize the schedule management process.
Carol Harris is Director of Information Technology and Acquisition Management Issues at the GAO. And another point that you bring out in the summary, so it's a really important one, it says that key requirements have not been defined for validating responses from individuals who respond to the census using an address instead of a Bureau-assigned identification number because of the Bureau's limited knowledge and experience in this area. And since they've been doing this since 1790 or whenever, why can't they validate people through an address, and what's involved here?
Well, it's they can validate people through an address, and the Census Bureau actually has a very good, well-defined process for doing so. The problem that they are currently running into is, in our view, is the authentication of users that are going to use an internet survey option for. So, for example, when you, as Tom Temin, go online to fill out your census survey, that the Bureau can authenticate you as being Tom Temin, with your address as well as other administrative records, because there could be other individuals and bad actors that may try to complete that survey as you. And so it's the authentication piece that's really critical, and that's something that has yet to be fully defined by the Census Bureau. And our concern there is we are in year six. The Bureau is expecting to complete end-to-end testing for the systems that they put in place at the start of August 2017. And so we are concerned that they will run out of time to complete the definition of requirements and then design and develop and deploy systems to support that particular process. And so we are pressing the Bureau to take a look at the scope of what they have on board for the SEDCAP IT modernization program, and to perhaps consider ways of taking things off the table. This would be one example of an initiative that they could, you know, they could complete via paper and not necessarily have to support through IT systems because of just the large scope that they have underway for deploying an internet survey as well as mobile devices for their enumerators in identifying non-respondent information.
They have some then substantial information security issues. Any others that that came to light here?
Certainly. So what we identified as part of this audit was information security challenges that the Bureau will be facing as they implement the 2020 census. One example of which would be the fact that because they are deploying an internet survey, there is a greater potential that there would be bad actors that would try to potentially, for example, take the system down. And the Bureau would also be at greater risk for phishing attacks, which are requests for information from authentic-looking but fake emails and websites. And so it's really important that the Bureau identify a communication strategy or a plan to communicate the dangers of phishing with the public so that when the public goes online to use the internet survey, for example, to complete their information, that they know that the survey is coming from Census Bureau and not from another source.
I would think greater than the danger of bringing the system down is affecting it such that congressional reapportionment, for example, or other federal programs could be altered by someone with an agenda, not even from the United States.
That's right. And so it is critical for the Bureau to ensure that they have a very robust information security program in place to ensure that they are protected against those vulnerabilities. And at this time, the Bureau does have some leadership gaps in their IT security workforce. Most notably, there's still a vacancy of the SEDCAP security chief engineer, which needs to be filled as quickly as possible to ensure that security is embedded into the design of the systems that they're intending to deploy.
And you've got a long list of recommendations. Does the Census Bureau basically say, yeah, you're right about this?
Yes, the Census Bureau does generally agree with the 8 recommendations that we have made, and they have indicated that they will be taking actions to address these recommendations. So we will continue to monitor the progress that they're making to ensure that, from an information security perspective, that they are implementing appropriate controls into their systems, but also to ensure that these two major programs, the SEDCAP program and the 2020 programs are adequately being managed to ensure that systems will be in place for the 2020 census on April 1st, 2020.
Carol Harris is Director of Information Technology and Acquisition Management Issues at the GAO. Thanks so much for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome, Tom.
You can read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.